it was apparent that the town itself felt the need for some permanent thing with which that all the youngsters who provided so much pleasure in the town, there were concerts every other week, and people flocked to the barracks to listen to the music being played in the orchestra and all the rest. They loved it, and they felt very conscious that they owed allegiance to these people that had been killed. And it was actually, very interestingly, a chap called Dennis Atkinson, who was a former army musician, became a miner, and then was injured in the mine and was a member of a brass band locally. And it was his idea that a bandstand should be built on Warmer Green, where there had been mounds from previous years when there had been boat winches and things. There was an ideal spot there, and it was suggested that a bandstand would be a good idea. Not everybody thought so, because they look up and down the countryside and the sea, and bandstands are being graffitied and messed up and lost and rusted away all the time. So it wasn't everybody's idea. But Round Table for the year, Round Tablers in Deal, hooked onto this idea as an ideal way for them, their annual collection of money should go to something like this. So they raised the money, something like £35,000 at the time. And a bandstand was considered and eventually constructed. And a man called Rohit Tanna, who was the national president of Round Table, came to Deal when it was finally finished, the bandstand, and handed it over ceremonially to the Deal Memorial Bandstand Trust, which I had managed to set up with a local chap, Jonathan Daniel, who was a solicitor at the time. And he and I went to the local council at Dover and prevailed upon them to accept this idea, and it went through and eventually became what is now a national charity, the Deal Memorial Bandstand Trust. And then for 10 years I ran that in pursuance of my interest in the fact that these had been built.
And it has been an immense part of the life of Deal, the annual return of the band from Eastney, which is a marvellous event. How long was it after the bomb that the bandstand became built and functional? Are we talking about...
About 2 or 3 years,
right.
But up during those 2 years, the local Betsanger band and other bands that were invited along came to play around the foundations, as it were. So the whole thing started really very quickly, and these concerts were free and have remained so. We asked for people to donate £5 for a plastic summer chair, and we ended up with a lot of chairs, all with dedicated nameplates on the back to various people, I mean even to one's dog or whatever, you know, nothing to do with members of the band or those that had been killed, whose names actually appear on each of the 11 sides of the bandstand. So these things were just available, and it did mean if you'd had provided a chair, that didn't mean it was yours to sit on every week. It was just provided for the public to use. And we managed to get a beach hut adjacent to the memorial bandstand in which to store these things, which became the little HQ for all the activity. And all bands that came were paid, and still are. Not a lot in the early stages, but then brass and other silver, those sort of bands, they want an audience. And to come to Deal and have an audience such as there is here has been something which has been ongoing in securing that bands now queue up to come. And every summer Sunday, from May until the end of September, has a band playing on the bandstand. Again, entirely free, free programs, but a collection is made by people who just go around, not demanding any particular sum of money, just there's the bucket, put something in, and it works.